Stock, this is dictating on Ruth Rosenberg. R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G. Rosenberg. Ruth, R-U-T-H. R as in Robert. Date of birth is 4/21/31. Date of visit is 1/23/23. So date of birth is 4/21/31. Please make a copy for Leslie Williams, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams. Next paragraph. Dear Leslie, thank you for sending Ruth Rosenberg for permanent evaluation. Next, his present tenants. This is a 91-year-old lady who has been short of breath with activity, has had occasional burning chest pains, and has experienced wheezing off and on. Associated with shortness of breath. The patient also complained of leg swelling and has lost weight over the past year. She has history of diabetes and hypertension. And states that she has had a complete cardiac evaluation completed. Next paragraph, past history has included history of bilateral hip replacement surgery and history of hypertension. History of angina and coronary artery disease, history of mild diabetes and osteoarthritis. Next, medication list. Oh, I'm sorry, surgery includes coronary angiography, breast biopsy, and bilateral cataract surgery. Next, habits. The patient never smoked. Occasional alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of old age. Next, medication list included metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, lisinopril 5 milligrams BID, Isradil 30 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and nitroglycerin PRN. Next paragraph. Review assistance patient. Has had no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no glaucoma, but had cataracts. She has no urinary, she has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, no flank pains. She has asthma and hay fever, wheezing and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, no heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. There's occasional chest pains, palpitations, and leg swelling. There's no anxiety, no depression, no. She has easy bruising, she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph. next for physical exam. Oh, can you please mention in the medication list also included Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, Advair HFA, 2 puffs daily, and Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 100 milligrams TID. Next, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 126 by 60, pulses 76, respirations are 16, temps 97.5, weight is 120, saturation 96. HENT are non-spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional scattered visas in the upper lung, feels no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular, swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. Mild edema with diminished peripheral pulses, reflex in the 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is chronic dyspnea with reactive airways. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is mild diabetes. Number 4 is rule out pulmonary embolism. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Also, advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And the PFT done this past year shows severe obstructive airway with a response to bronchodilators. I'm sorry, with no significant response to bronchodilator use. The next paragraph. Plan, the patient will get a CT chest with contrast. To rule out pulmonary emboli and or an infiltrate. She was advised to continue the Ventolin HFA 2 puffs as needed. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Humayun Jamidar. Humayun Jamidar, Jamidar. Copy for Dr. Leslie Williams, MD, as well. Thank you, this talk. This is a thank you.